مومنین کرام یا علی مدد، دی نوروز آف دس ایئر 2020 از اے ڈفرنٹ نوروز دین دا ونس وی ہیو سیلیبریٹڈ ان آر لائف ارلیئر. فار دس نوروز آلسو جماعتس ور پریپیرنگ ٹو ڈو سفرا اینڈ ناندی، ٹو ڈریس اپ ان یونیفارمس، ٹو ڈیکوریٹ جماعت خاناز، ٹو میٹ وتھ فیملی اینڈ فرینڈس. اینڈ پر ہیپس وی آل ور پریپیرنگ دیٹ وی ول بی ڈوئنگ مور گریا ہزاری اینڈ عبادت فرام دس نوروز آن ورڈ ٹو اٹینڈ دی باطنی میننگ آف نوروز. بٹ ڈیو ٹو پینڈیمک کورونا وائرس دی جماعت خاناز ہیو بین کلوزڈ. دس اناؤنسمنٹ کیم ایز اے ڈیفیکلٹ ون فار دا لورز ہو تھاٹ دیٹ دا ہاؤز آف پیس، دا ہاؤز آف ریوارڈ، دا ہاؤز آف ریفیوج واز کلوزڈ. واٹ آر وی سپوز ٹو ڈو ناؤ؟ اے مومن ہیز ٹو میک بیسٹ فرام ایوری سچویشن آف ہز لائف. وی ڈونٹ نیڈ ٹو گیٹ ڈس اپوائنٹڈ، رادر وی ہیو ٹو تھنک اباؤٹ آر پرسنل جماعت خاناز، آر ہارٹس آر آر پرسنل جماعت خاناز. دی ہولی پروفٹ پیس بی اپون ہیم ہیز سیڈ، دی ہارٹ آف اے مومن از تھرون آف رحمان. ان اندر ٹریڈیشن ہی سیز دی ہارٹ آف اے مومن از ہاؤز آف اللہ. اف آر ہارٹ از ہاؤز آف اللہ دین وی آر سپوز ٹو ورک فار دس ہاؤز ٹو. وی نیڈ ٹو ڈیکوریٹ دس، وی نیڈ ٹو اویکن دیٹ. حضرت آدم واز دا فسٹ ون ہو بلٹ دا ہاؤز آف اللہ آن دی ارتھ، اینڈ دیٹ از خانہ کعبہ. اینڈ دین لوکلی ہاؤزز آف اللہ ور بلٹ بیکاز دا ہول ورلڈ کین ناٹ ریچ ٹو دین دیٹ ون ہاؤز. اینڈ دا ہولی پروفٹ پیس بی اپون ہیم آلسو بلٹ اے لوکل ماسک ان مدینہ. اینڈ ٹوڈے آن دا لیول آف حقیقت وی ہیو جماعت خاناز. اینڈ وی آل بلیو دیٹ جماعت خاناز آر ہاؤز آف مولا. دی ہاؤز آف اللہ واز کریٹڈ ان دا ورلڈ ٹو بینیفٹ دا بلیورس بیکاز گاڈ ہمسیلف ڈڈ ناٹ نیڈ دیٹ ہاؤز. دس ہاؤز واز فار اس ٹو ٹیک دا بیسٹ فرام اٹ. بیکاز ان قرآن دیر آر ڈفرنٹ کانسیپٹس اباؤٹ ویئر گاڈ مے لیو. یس، ہی ڈکلیئرز دیٹ ہی ہیز اے ہاؤس. ان قرآن ہی سیز و اس جعلنا البیت مثابتا للناس و امنا، اینڈ وی میڈ اے ہاؤس اے پلیس آف ریوارڈ اینڈ پیس فار پیپل. بٹ ان اندر ورڈس ہی ٹاکس اباؤٹ ہم بینگ ایوری ویئر. ہی سیز و للہ المشرق والمغرب فأینما تولوا فثم وجه اللہ، اینڈ دا ایسٹ اینڈ دا ویسٹ آر فار ہم، اینڈ ویئر ایور یو ٹرن یو ول فائنڈ دا فیس آف اللہ. یٹ دیر آر اندر ورسز وچ سے دیٹ اللہ از ناٹ ان اسپیس اور ٹائم، ہی از ابو اسپیس اینڈ ٹائم. سو وی سی دیر آر تھری ڈفرنٹ کائنڈس آف کانسیپٹس، دیٹ ہی ہیز اے ہاؤس اینڈ وی تھنک ہی لیوس ان دیٹ ہاؤس، بٹ ہی سیز آئی ایم ایوری ویئر اینڈ یو مے سی می ویئر ایور یو ٹرن یور فیس. And yet in another concept he says that he is above time and space. All three things stay valid because they come from the holy book, but it is the house of Allah, the local jamaat khana, where we are supposed to attend, where we are supposed to submit ourselves. It is there that when we submit, we do sajda, we obey and we do our ibadat, that we will be able to understand the other two higher concepts. To comprehend those two higher concepts, that he is everywhere and that he is above time and space, these two concepts will be understood when we submit ourselves, we attend the local jamaat khana, the jamaat khana which has been made by the command of Maula, and we submit ourselves there and pray with jamaat and do our ibadat there. then we will be able to understand the higher two concepts, because this particular attendance submission will awaken us spiritually. In another example, we may say that there are three different Jamaat Khanas. The first and foremost, the real and Haqiqi Jamaat Khana is the universal Jamaat Khana, which is Maulana Hazir Imam himself. The Imam of the time himself is the universal Jamaat Khana. Then we have local Jamaat Khanas constructed by the command of Mawla. And then we have personal Jamaat Khana within our heart. It is not easy for us to reach the universal Jamaat Khana or to awaken our personal Jamaat Khana. To do that, we need to go to the local Jamaat Khana, pray there, meet with Jamaat, benefit from the collective Ibadat, and the place where the whole community gets together and performs Ibadat. That place becomes a very important place. So the role of local Jamaat Khana is the most significant in our tariqah, because it is from there that we will be able to awaken our personal Jamaat Khana, which is our heart. Gradually, by submitting and doing our Ibadat in our local Jamaat Khanas, the Jamaat Khana of our heart may open, the door may open, and the heart may get filled with Iman and Yaqeen and belief. And it is possible to have Didar of Mawla once our heart is enlightened. And when we get the Didar of Mawla in Batin, that is approaching the universal Jamaat Khana, the Nurani and Haqiqi Jamaat Khana. So when it is important to pray in local Jamaat Khana to be able to help awaken the personal and universal Jamaat Khana, we all have to submit ourselves to this local Jamaat Khana, because we all believe that Imam of the time is the live Jamaat Khana, living Jamaat Khana for us. And to approach that Jamaat Khana, we have to take best advantage from the local Jamaat Khanas. But Momineen, at a time when those Jamaat Khanas have been closed because of some health issue in the world, we have to try our best to work on our personal Jamaat Khana. Pir Hasan Kabirdeen says, Eji kaya ni beri kijiye ane satnu kijiye shangar. Why don't you prepare the boat of your own existence and decorate it with truth? He then speaks of different virtues that a mu'min would need to prepare the boat of his own existence. It is same as awakening our spiritual Jamaat Khana, our personal Jamaat Khana within our heart. So today, when those local Jamaat Khanas are closed, we have to think about ourselves. We have to reflect. This is time of reflection. What benefit did we get from our Jamaat Khanas? Did we not value that blessing? Were we being unthankful of that blessing? Were we proud of our Ibadat? Did we abuse our power because we were in place of position? Did we think that we were superior in Jamaat Khana from other moments? Did through ghibat and worldly matters, which we discussed in Jamaat Khana, we lost the very purpose of Jamaat Khana? Did our heart was present when we attended Jamaat Khana? Or perhaps we did not even attend Jamaat Khana. We took this blessing for granted, that if I didn't go today, I'll go tomorrow. If I didn't go this year, I'll go next year. So today it is time for us to reflect and think that if this Jamaat Khana was there so that we try and awaken the personal Jamaat Khanas of our hearts and then approach the universal Jamaat Khana of Mawla himself, were we being unthankful of this blessing? A mu'min thinks about it. The outside situation may be whatever it is, but a mu'min definitely thinks, was it because of my unthankfulness? Because in Quran, Allah says, if you thank Allah, He will increase your blessings. Which means that if we don't thank Him enough, the blessings may decrease. Thanking Allah is not only in words that we may say, Shukr Mawla, and we have thanked Him. The saying thanks is a practical thing. Our amal should say thank you, Mawla. Our efforts should be thanking Him. So thanking Him is a practical activity and not just a verbal notion. So at this particular time, why don't we all concentrate constructing our Batini Jamaat Khana? To construct a Zahiri Jamaat Khana, we need lots of resources and other things. And to construct our Batini Jamaat Khana, we need much more than that. We need purity of heart. We need knowledge. We need Giriya Huzari, supplication, munajat, tawbah. And it is through these virtues only that we'll be able to build our Jamaat Khana in our hearts. In this particular time, let's spend some time in intrapersonal communication. We all need it very badly. In the great noise of the world, we have not heard our inner self for years, for decades. There was a clip which was talking about the lockdown of the cities, very noisy cities, and it was said that now people can hear birds, they're chirping because the noise is silenced because there is lockdown. You can only listen to yourself when other things are closed. Today, when we are in our own houses, let's think about ourselves. Let's evaluate ourselves. Where do we stand as far as obedience is concerned? Where do we stand as far as acquiring knowledge is concerned? Where do we stand as far as service to Jamaat with sincerity is concerned? And we try and elevate our Batini status. In this time, we should also be helping others. If somebody needs courage, we need to talk to that person. We need to help people who are living in extreme fear and uncertainty. We need to talk to people. We also need to take care of our health, applying all the precautions we have been told. We also need to take help from our religion to keep hope alive. And in our religion, in Islam, there is no dichotomy between the world and the religion. Our faith does not start when we enter Jamaat Khana, and it does not finish when we leave Jamaat Khana. It is there with us for our lives. We are taught, utte baithte bhai raah chalante, naam sahib ji ko lijiye. Peer says that when you stand, when you sit, when you are doing other chores of your life, walking on the street, you should be remembering your Mawla. So remembering Mawla in abundance is the key that we will be able to awaken the Jamaat Khana of our hearts. The first house of Allah was built in Makkah, and perhaps we should know that the name of Makkah was Bakka, and in Quran the word Bakka is used, and Bakka means to weep, to supplicate, to do munajat. So today, doing a lot of Giriya Huzari and cleansing our heart will be one of the ways that we will be awakening the Jamaat Khana inside. We should sit with our family in our houses and do our dua and tasbih regularly and do more and more Giriya Huzari and Ibadat. We should also be reading some books to get true knowledge. Peer Pandya Te Jawan Mardi, Risala Dar Haqiqat Deen, Islam the Religion of My Ancestors, and such other books which can help us, Farman of Maula, Speeches of Maula, Ismaili History, this is the time to strengthen our knowledge and also strengthen our family's knowledge. So today, if we are living in a lockdown situation, we all have to think about our personal and Batini Jamaat Khana, which perhaps we have not been able to give as much attention before. This will cleanse our heart, and when our heart is cleansed, the spring of Nuraniyat, the Nurani spring will take place in our heart. The birds of love will be singing in our heart. And that's how, when our heart is enlightened, that is the real purpose of Nowroz. Kapra dhove so kya hua, dil dhove so paave. So through this batini cleansing and concentrating on awakening the personal Jamaat Khanas of our heart will perhaps help us in this particular time. And let's also promise Maula that as soon as Jamaat Khanas are open again, we will attend it with full dedication, full obedience. We will try to get the best benefits from Jamaat Khana to awaken universal Jamaat Khana and personal Jamaat Khana, because that is the very purpose of attending the Jamaat Khana, to help people to be sincere with Jamaat, to be humble. May Maula give all of us strength and courage to face the present situation, and may He cleanse our heart, may He gives us courage that we all work to awaken our personal Jamaat Khanas. Ya Ali Madad.